Where shall we pray?
The Gospel teaches us that by the coming of Christ, worship was freed from traditions which restricted it to special places where people were obliged to come at appointed times. Christ said to the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 21, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father." He told this woman who had asked him in which place they should worship that it was neither in Mount Nablus nor in Mount Jerusalem. He desired to make her understand that God fills the whole of space so that we can worship Him wherever we are.
Christ stressed the importance of individual prayer in private. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, He said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father who is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly."
The purpose of this privacy is to provide the suppliant with a quiet place where he can be alone with his heavenly Father. Surely, when we meditate on the subject of prayer, in the light of the Sermon on the Mount, we see that the Lord Jesus pictured the private place of prayer as filled with the light of God the Father. We note that He repeated the name Father 3 times, for He said, "Pray to your Father will reward you, and your Father knows what you have need of."
A private place is a place of quiet and calm where the believer enjoys meeting his heavenly Father. The light which shines there is a life-giving light, and the inspiring atmosphere which fills it is a breath of the Holy Spirit, who pours God's love into the heart. The Lord Jesus taught in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5, "Go into your room and shut the door and pray." As if by this precaution, He desired the suppliant pray in secret, and not be like the hypocrites who used to love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners to be seen by men. These desired to have the praise of men rather than that of God. But the divine teacher said, "Shut the door." Shut it to keep out the world and find seclusion with the Father who awaits your coming with longing.
A philosopher has said, "When you shut your door and are alone in your room, do not say to yourself, 'I am alone,' but remember that God is there."
The Lord's teaching, "Enter into your room and shut the door," does not mean that being alone with God is only possible behind a shut door. It means, rather, that the one who prays should look for some secluded and quiet place in which to worship, possibly a field as Jacob did, or beneath a fig tree as Nathaniel, or on the rooftop as Peter, or on the mountain as Jesus so often did.
"Pray to your Father who is in secret," said Jesus, the teacher of prayer. He wishes us to understand that God is not seen by the physical eye, but by the eye of faith. His light shines in the heart of every worshiper who, detached from the world, surrenders to the leadership of the Spirit of Christ, who brings him into the very presence of God.
The secret place, the shut door, and detachment from things around us are only a means to prepare a quiet and holy sanctuary where we can meditate deeply on the perfection of God and His love, which takes the role of fatherhood.